I'm done with the GOP. Because the GOP is completely controlled by Israel. And this is my line in the sand. I can't support this. When you see Senator Ted Cruz calling for this brutal armed government crackdown on the free speech protesters at University of Texas Austin, or UT Austin, and you just see the brutality of the state troopers and the police just beating and throwing journalists. There was a Fox 7 news reporter who was thrown to the ground, just brutalized by the state police. He was simply filming. And the police are beating students, throwing them around, using intimidation tactics. And this is all being done in order to stop criticism of Israel. And then the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, out there saying all these students belong in jail, but he can't cite a law that they've broken. Can't cite a single law. He will say things like, well, hate has no place in Texas. An attack against Israel is an attack against Texas. What is he saying? That Texas doesn't stand for free speech anymore? Is he saying that Texas is now a militant theocracy run by Netanyahu? Because that's exactly what it sounds like. And of course, Governor Abbott is a puppet of Israel. And he works for the Zionists, okay? It's that simple. And so does Senator Ted Cruz. I'm done with the GOP. I can't cast a vote for any member of the GOP knowing what I now have witnessed. This is the same GOP that claimed that January 6th protesters had the right to be there, had the right to be heard, had the right to raise their voices, to complain to the government, to voice their grievances. This is the same GOP that said that the arrest of the J6ers was an overreaction by a, you know, tyrannical authoritarian police state. And then those same members of the GOP, Ted Cruz, Greg Abbott, others, they do the same thing, the exact same thing against the Palestinian students. Exact same thing that they complained was done to the J6 protesters. The students were just hanging out in tents. You know, they weren't violent. They weren't armed. And the students were protesting genocide, the mass organized slaughter of tens of thousands of innocent Palestinian women and children carried out by the state of Israel, a Zionist Holocaust. In 2024, a modern day Zionist Holocaust. That's something that legitimately needs to be exposed and stopped. If you're going to protest against anything, protest against genocide. But it looks like the entire GOP, there may be a couple of exceptions, like Representative Thomas Massie is one exception to this, but I can't vote for Thomas Massie because he's not a congressman in Texas. But with almost no exceptions, the entire GOP is doing Israel's bidding and saying that these students don't have the right to speak. And they're going to be brutalized. They're going to be put down. They're going to be arrested, charged with what? There's no crime. I mean, this is so disturbing to see. And remember that the same GOP leaders during the Black Lives Matter riots during the Trump administration, they said, oh, there's nothing we can do. We have to respect the free speech of these people. While they were burning down government buildings, burning police cars, setting, you know, city blocks on fire and assaulting law enforcement. And what were we told by most of the GOP at that time? Oh, well, we have to respect their right to speak. They have grievances. But so law enforcement did nothing during BLM, by and large. I know there were exceptions to that, but by and large, law enforcement stood by. They were ordered to stand down by their governors, by the mayors, by the chief of police, and so on. So they stood back and did nothing. But now when students criticize Israel, oh, the gloves are off. Oh, we're going to beat you. We're going to pound you. We're going to arrest you. We're going to throw you to the ground. This is just shameful, shameful, disgusting behavior. And where's Trump on this? Is Trump speaking out against this? No, he appears to support it, because Trump, sadly, is also a puppet of the Zionists. And I can't support Trump. It's just one too many red flags. You know, it's not just the vaccines and Operation Warp Speed and then Trump supporting Speaker Mike Johnson and supporting the vote to give more money to Ukraine and to Israel to buy more bombs so that Israel can commit more genocide against more people. Trump appears to support all of that. But even now, as students in America are being brutalized by law enforcement, Trump says nothing against it. Nothing. Where's the free speech right of those students? Oh, it doesn't exist because they're not speaking the words that we want to hear, I guess, you see. And by the way, Governor Abbott does nothing to close the Texas border. I know he does a lot of theater. Like, oh, we sent a bunch of troops to the border. What do they do? Paperwork, you know? And there are some people there that are, you know, repairing the broken fences. And there are teams that are cutting barbed wire, you know, the narcos and the traffickers. And Texas does have law enforcement trying to repair that. But by and large, it's not much of a response, given that it's a total invasion of Texas. But, oh, my God, Palestinian students said Israel is mean, then the state troopers come out by the hundreds. It's like a full-on military assault against UT. Gosh, if only Governor Abbott would send those troops to the border. But no, that never happens. Border's wide open, but you're attacking students who were no threat to anybody. You know, peaceful protests. Oh, you just didn't like their words. You didn't like the fact they were telling the truth about Israel being a Zionist genocidal, you know, tyrannical terrorist state run by a war criminal named Netanyahu. You didn't want to hear that. And so you send police in to brutalize the students. Wow, great job, Governor Abbott. You just sold out the whole spirit of Texas. You sold out the principles of freedom in Texas. You make Texas look like a violent authoritarian theocracy, which I guess is what it is. You know, I've often said that I'm a person who operates on principles, and I have no party loyalty. I have loyalty to principles. And we know that the Democrat Party has no principles. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they rig elections. I mean, they prosecute their political enemies. I mean, look, in Arizona, they just indicted 11 people, including Rudy Giuliani, for questioning the outcome of the 2020 election, which was rigged. The 2020 election was rigged in Arizona. Carrie Lake won as governor. There's no question about it. They just printed ballots until they defeated her, just like they did to Trump. The Democrats have no principles. But if you think that the GOP have principles, open your eyes. The GOP also have no principles. That's the realization here. Democrats have no principles and are evil. GOP have no principles, and it's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And the GOP will betray you every chance they get. Look at Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson. He voted to have warrantless surveillance spying on the American people. Blatantly unconstitutional. Violates the Fourth Amendment. Well, if he's willing to violate the Fourth Amendment, he's willing to violate all of the amendments. Second Amendment, First Amendment, regardless. So if you needed a demonstration of how the GOP is betraying you and how they only represent Ukraine and Israel, well, there you go. Now you're seeing it, because Netanyahu, just a couple of days ago, put out a video and he ordered the governors of America to put down the student protests in the campuses all across the country. He basically ordered them. He said, you can't let this happen, because this is what happened, you know, in Germany, Nazi Germany. Of course, it's Israel now that's carrying out a holocaust of mass ethnic cleansing and genocide against the Palestinian people. The bottom line in all this is that as a principled person, I can't support a party that abandons its own stated principles. And you might say, well, Mike, if you don't vote for the GOP, then the Democrats are going to win. And I would at this point ask you, what's the difference? What's the difference when Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, he votes with the Democrats anyway? He cast the decisive vote to vote with the Democrats. When the GOP establishment supports open borders just as much as the Democrats. When the GOP establishment is opposed to the First Amendment just as much as the Democrats, and even half of them oppose the Second Amendment. What's the difference? The point is that the U.S. Congress doesn't represent the American people. We no longer have a nation. What we have is a criminal cabal that's being bribed by Israel and paid off by the military-industrial complex to keep voting for more war, more death, more genocide. That's all we have, okay? That's it. And I'm not fucking voting for that. I will sit it out. I'll vote for nobody rather than be complicit in that nightmare that the U.S. federal government and the U.S. Congress has become. So, Senator Cruz, you lost my vote. And even Governor Abbott, you lost my vote. You don't have principles, you don't get my vote. And it's time for a third party. Colonel Douglas McGregor is absolutely correct. He's the CEO of our country, our choice. And they're pushing for a new third party. And that's truly the only answer here. Can't support the DNC, can't support the GOP. They're both corrupt, run by fraudulent whores. Zio whores at this point. We need a new party. We need a whole new system. And guess what? The financial collapse is going to force us to rethink how society functions, because this federal government that we know today, it's going to collapse when the currency collapses. So it's really just, you know, you're watching the self-immolation of the United States of America. These people just basically setting themselves on fire on the floor of Congress. The situation is far more dire than I thought. Very, very dangerous situation. So get prepared for what's coming, because probably we're looking at economic collapse. We're probably going to end up in World War III, and then we're probably going to end up in some kind of breakup in the United States, a secession, a revolt, some kind of uprising in the left-wing cities. Plus, all the illegal invaders will be activated at some point, and you're going to find yourself living in a war zone. Because the GOP sat around and did nothing while the Democrats destroyed the country. But again, the GOP did nothing to stop it. Even while they talk, they flap their lips and claim that they support America. They don't support anything but their own profits and power. Done with the GOP. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. All right, we've got Gerald Celente coming up in a few days here on brighteon.com. And Gerald Celente, in case you don't know, I mean, he's a legend of financial analysis and geopolitical analysis, understanding energy and commodities and everything that's going on in the world that will affect your assets, your money, your life savings. And did you know he's got a journal? It's called Trends Journal. The website is trendsjournal.com. And here at Brighteon, we have now partnered with Gerald Celente. If you go to trendsjournal.com and you subscribe to his journal using discount code RANGER, then you will get 10% off. You just click on subscribe right here. You can subscribe to the Trends Journal and use discount code RANGER. You'll save 10%. That is an affiliate deal. It helps support this platform in a small way, but it's a great value for you. The tiny amount of money that you might spend on Trends Journal, believe me, you will save your assets who knows how many times over, thousands of times over, probably, if you have any amount of money at all. Because Gerald Celente has been right again and again, more than anybody I know, in being able to call the shots on what's coming financially. He called the 2008 housing, the subprime mortgage collapse. He called the dot-com collapse, and he knows exactly what's going on right now. I mean, he doesn't have a crystal ball, but he's got wisdom. He's got experience. So he's able to help you protect and secure your assets through risk-reducing strategies that, you know, the mainstream media won't even talk about. They don't even know. And most financial advisors don't know this information either. So check it all out at trendsjournal.com. Again, use discount code RANGER. Save 10% on your subscription. Help support this platform. And take advantage of the incredible experience and wisdom and strategies that Gerald Celente can bring you. You will thank him as the collapse accelerates. Trust me on that point. Thank you for watching. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm gonna give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all
collapse currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapse currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items, right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, this is, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now, look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. 2384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discrete, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brightown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.